here's a happy tune you'll love to croon. They call it Samson. It's catchy as can be, the melody. They call it Samson. Nothing on your mind, and then you find you're humming Samson. Why, it makes you grin, gets under your skin, as only a song can do. The people that you meet out on the street, all whistling Samson. Everyone you see will soon agree that it's a grand song. So forget your troubles and wear a smile. You'll find you'll never go wrong if you learn to croon this happy tune. They call it Samson.
And now another treatment, this classic American theme, brought to you by Mr. Gary Crosby.
Here's a happy tune.
That'll bring you a smile all the while. When you croon it, you're really in style.
And the title is Samson. It's catchy as can be,
with a sly little beat, and the melody sweet keeps you tapping your feet.
And the title is Samson. Nothing on your mind,
but the news of the day and the bills you must pay keep your hair turning gray, but you're still humming Samson.
Are you all right? How's your brace?
Why, it makes you grin, gets under your skin, as only a song can do.
Who the people that you meet?
Hello, Joe, what you know? And remind me to mow. Tell them business is slow, but I'm
whistling Samson. Everyone you see
has a story to tell or a gimmick to sell, but agree that it's swell and it's really a grand song.
So forget your troubles and wear a smile. You'll find you'll never go wrong if you learn to croon like a lark in the park, who is making his mark, serenading the dark with a chorus of Samson. If you learn to croon the happy tune, they call it Samson.
Well, it wasn't until I just started that record that I thought, well, I should have kept that for another 7 minutes, and I could have put it in as the first song in our Bingin' Singin' section, but I didn't even occur to me, so I think it's going to be one of those programs. Very good morning to you. Welcome to Beagle at Night with me, RB. All the usual things in approximately all the usual places. And we've got a very interesting Tell Me a Story coming up in about 40 minutes' time. They're always interesting, but I think this week's will be particularly interesting. And I was going to say something then, but it's gone totally out of my head, so I'll play this.
Spot for you an eye to spoon on a sky-high honeymoon. Way up there in the air, we will find the weather always June, and the time and place is opportune for a sky-high honeymoon. Where clouds are hidden, we'll hang a sign. All clouds forbidden, cause it forget when the angels start a croon. Boo-boo-boo-boo, lullabies that we'll be learning soon. On a sky-high honeymoon.
Harry Roy and his orchestra with Sky High Honeymoon, and not only was Harry Roy waving the stick at the band, but he was also singing along as well, so well done him. And talking of famous bands, too. That was Giraldo and his orchestra, and No One Else Will Do. So how's your week been? My week has actually been, again, as usual, quiet. Nothing too crazy, which I like. Did shopping, went to the library. Yeah, I still go to the library. Just gives me something to do. And went for a nice walk around about the lake as well today, just after the mid-morning program, and really enjoyed that. So I'm going to try and get more healthy this spring and summer, and I'm aiming to do a couple of walks a day to try and get myself into a better shape than I currently am. Not I'm in bad shape by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, can all do with a little bit of walking around and getting some fresh air. And the lake always looks so good. I always want to go and swim in it and get a little bit warmer, and I will do. Just go down there in a pair of shorts that just dive into the lake. It's so much fun. And looking forward to that. So going to be a healthy year for RB if it kills me, which it probably will. All right, time now for Bingin' Singin', and singing with Bing this week, this gentleman.
Just we two, smiling through. Don't sigh, don't cry.
Bell,
I don't remember,
ring.
I know how,
but
I'm gonna guess my darling now.
Sun is shining now,
so catch me.
Just
wait
till lollygagging round the same old doorway.
Bye bye, fly by.
You chased me round the neighborhood like the monkey chased the weasel.
But I'm cutting and I'm strutting, gonna be about as bright as a button. And I'm moving, it's behooving me to be putting on my so long shoes. So while the chorus hums it up,
the title sort of sums it up.
Bye bye, blue.
Why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
How you know?
Well, there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh.
Gone fishing.
I'm real gone, man.
You ain't working anymore.
Could be.
There's your hoe out in the sun, where you left a row half done. You claim that hoeing ain't no fun.
But I can prove it.
You ain't got no ambition. Gone fishing by a shady, weighty pool.
Shangri-La. Really-La.
I'm wishing
I could be that kind of fool.
Shall I twist your arm?
I'd say no more work for mine.
Welcome to the club.
On my door I'd hang a sign, gone fishing instead of just a wishing.
Papa Bing, I've stopped by your place a time or two lately, and you aren't home either.
Well, I'm a busy man, Louie. I got a lot of big deals cooking. I was probably tied up at the studio.
You aren't tied up, you dog. You're just playing old gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't working anymore.
I don't have to work. I got me a piece of Gary.
Cows need milking in the barn.
I have the twins on that detail. Each take a side.
But you just don't give a darn.
Getting 4 bits of cow and hand lotion.
You just never seem to learn.
Man, you taught me.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing me.
Gone fishing. Got your hound dog by your side.
That's old Cindy Lou going with me.
Gone fishing. Fleas are biting at his hide.
Get away from me, boy, you bother me. Folks won't find us now because Mr. Satch and Mr. Cross, we gone fishing instead of just a wishing.
Bop, 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 bop.
Oh, yeah.
I so wanted to join at the end there, but decided against it at the last moment. Probably wise. Louis Armstrong singing with Bing Crosby this week, and we started off with Bye Bye Blues, and then they went gone fishing. And we'll have some more songs from Bing and another singer around about the same time next week. Time now to go off to Holger's house. Holger lives in Germany, and each week he very kindly sends us a song that he thinks we will like. And this week it is a revival of an old song from the end of the 1920s. It is sung by Vico Torriani, and it is called In einer kleinen Konditorei.
In einer kleinen Konditorei, da saßen wir zwei bei Kuchen und Tee. Du sprachst kein Wort, kein einziges Wort und wusstest sofort, dass ich dich verstehe. Und das elektrische Klavier, das klimpert leise, eine Weise von Liebesleid und Weh. Und in der kleinen Konditorei, da saßen wir zwei bei Kuchen und Tee. Geliebtes Wesen schlägt, wenn man ein Liebesbild in seinem Herzen trägt, dann meidet gern man all den Lärm, den lauten Trubel, das Licht, die jubelnde Welt, die liebt man dann nicht. Und ist das Herz vor lauter Liebessehnsucht krank, sucht es im Dunkeln sich still eine Bank. Denn in der Dämmerung scheint, sitzt man so einsam zu zwein, in einem Eckchen glücklich allein. In einer kleinen Konditorei, da saßen wir zwei bei Kuchen und Tee. Du sprachst kein Wort, kein einziges Wort und wusstest sofort, dass ich dich verstehe. Und das elektrische Klavier, das klimpert leise, eine Weise von Liebesleid und Weh. Und in der kleinen Konditorei, da saßen wir zwei bei Kuchen und Tee. Und in der kleinen Konditorei, da saßen wir zwei bei Kuchen und Tee.
The song was from the 20s, but that was from 1956 even. Vico Toriani and Eine Kleinen Konditorei, and that is Holger's song of the week. Thank you so much, Holger, for sending that. He'll send us another song in time for next week's program, to be sure. And if you want to hear Holger before that, of course, Wednesdays at 2 o'clock right here on Angel Radio.
Angel Radio, old-fashioned quality.
Time now for Forever Iris. This is where I play a couple of songs that I know our Iris enjoyed listening to. Iris was one of the great voices here on Angel Radio and can still be heard as well if you check out the website for details. She was very instrumental in getting me here on Angel Radio, although she doesn't really know it, or didn't really know it, but she was. And so I play a few songs each week in her memory. And this week we've got two of her absolute favourites. I think you're really going to like these. Raymond Lefebvre and his orchestra and La Chanson d'Orphée, and then Dinah Shore under Sonny Burke's orchestra conducting and I Wish I Didn't Love You So.
Should have faded long ago. Kiss, torture me as long as this. I might be smiling by now with some new tender friend. With my heart on the mend, but when I try, something in that heart says no. You're still there, and I wish I didn't love you so.
Forever Iris. This week we had Dinah Shore, with I Wish I Didn't Love You So. Came from the film The Perils of Pauline, and the orchestra there conducted by Sonny Burke. And then we also had Raymond Lefebvre and his orchestra, Et son orchestre, and La Chanson d'Orphée. We'll have some more songs in Iris's memory around about the same time next week. You are listening to Angel Radio, Beagley at Night, with me, Roy Beagley. And now I think we've probably got a little bit of time left before Beagley's Big Three. So how about a little bit of comedy?
Now, last week a maiden aunt wrote to me to say she was coming to London on a visit and would I get her a couple of seats for something in the West End. So I went along to a new ticket agency that's just opened in Chelsea. Boner Seats. And I popped in to see what they had. Hello, anybody there?
Oh, hello, I'm Julian. This is my friend Sandy. You want the bonus seats? We have them. And what can I do for you?
Well, I want you to get me a couple of tickets for a West End show. How about Little Me?
Yes, how about Little You? Walk in here and just demand seats for a show, can you, Jules?
Of course he can't. I mean, we're booked out. Look, I got crosses all over my seating plan.
Well, here's some that are not marked. Where? Now, can't I have that one?
Yes, if you don't mind playing the bassoon in the orchestra.
Well, what have you got?
Oh, how about As You Like It in the open air? Or you've got your old bit. Henry V and Vi.
Henry V and Vi, let's have a look. That's Henry the Sixth.
Oh, I told you, Jewel. Don't start.
Anyway, when we saw it, we wondered which one was Vi.
There you are.
Of course, we might be able to fit you in for Hamlet.
He don't want that.
Don't he?
Of course he don't.
What about an opera, then?
Yeah.
Do you think he'd enjoy Cosy Van Tutti?
Mozart?
Please yourself, we only fix the seats. Anyway, that That'd be too eyebrow for you. Be over your head. I've got it. He's got the very thing.
Drama, yes. Movement, and the best acting in London.
Well, it sounds wonderful. What is it?
All in wrestling.
Oh.
They all sound as if they had a good time, didn't they? Kenneth Horne, of course, Kenneth Williams, and Hugh Paddock as Julian and Sandy from Round the Horn. You're listening to Beagley at Night. Time now for Beagley's Big Three. I want to say a very good morning to Gerald. Gerald lives in Swansea, and he would like to hear three songs of my choice. Thank you for that, Gerald. Nice of you to let me choose. And I've got a great deal to select from the artist that you chose this week, Al Boley and Ray Noble. So here we go. Not one, not two, but three in Beagley's Big Three.
With an angel, and I'm on my way to heaven. No one else could be sweeter. Looks divine when I meet her. Feel as proud as St. Peter, and I'm on my way to heaven. Soon I'll hear the bells ring out, and the choir will sing out. When the pearly gates swing out, she'll beckon to me. I've been waiting a lifetime for this evening at seven. Got a date with an angel, and I'm on my way to heaven.
Learn how to give, learn how to love, and you'll learn how to live. Oh, it's great to get that feeling. And oh, boy, what a feeling. It sets your senses reeling. it's great to be in love. What love can do, take a little look at me. Yesterday I was so blue, bluer than the deep blue sea. Now I'm singing, whistling a tune all the live long day. If you want to know just why, I can truthfully say I've got a feeling I found her. It was something she said. She's got me walking on the tip of my toes, and my hat's on the side of my head. All of my troubles are mended. She's my needle and thread. 'Cause she's got me walking on the tip of my toes, and my hat's on the side of my head. Oh, that wonderful smile. Oh, I fell from the start. You should listen a while to the thumping on my poor old heart. We got a wonderful future, one that's rosy and red. 'Cause she's got me walking on the tip of my toes, and my hat's on the side of my head.
My hat's on the side of my head. And that was Al Boley with Ray Noble and his orchestra. And the other two that we heard, their first one up was Got a Date with an Angel, and in the middle, It's Great to Be in Love. And Gerald in Swansea, thank you so much for suggesting Al Boley and Ray Noble this morning. And once again, thank you for leaving the selection up to me. I hope you approve. And if you would like to be the purveyor of next week's Beagle's Big Three, then just drop me an email, roy@angelradio.uk, and let me know the artist. And if you want to choose the songs, that's fine. And if you don't want to choose the songs, that's fine as well. I will be very happy to do so. That's roy@angelradio.uk. All right, time now for Tell Me a Story. And this basically can be anything. but it is mainly the spoken word. And this week we have a very, I think, interesting story, as told by probably the only two people that would actually know it. We're going to listen in on Richard Sherman and Robert Sherman as they reminisce about their work on writing the songs for what some would say would be the best film of all time, Mary Poppins. Here are the Sherman brothers.
We were staff writers at Disney, and we had been working at many, many different projects.
We were working on five different projects at the same time as we were working on Poppins.
Right, and so this Poppins was the back burner thing, because there was nobody assigned really to it except DeGrotti, my brother, and myself. Nobody else on the whole studio. And at one point, Walt said, we have to get busy on this other picture and do this and this, and so we're gonna drop Poppins for a while, but we're not forgetting it, but we have to just let go of it.
He was still negotiating with Mrs. Travers.
So we gotten pretty far. We had written about 23 songs by that time. So we took the 17 of them that we thought were the most likely to wind up in the film. And we said, let's just go down to the studio and make some piano voice demos.
Chim-chiminy, chim-chiminy, chim-chim-cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim-chiminy, chim-chiminy, chim-chim-cheroo. Good luck will rub off when he shakes hands with you. Good luck will rub off when he shakes hands with you. Now as the ladder of life has been strung, you may think a sweep's on the bottom most rung. Though he spends his time in the ashes and smoke,
in this old world there's no happier bloke.
In this old world there's no happier bloke. Chim-chiminy, chim-chiminy, chim-chim-cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim-chiminy, chim-chiminy, chim-chim-cheroo.
Good luck will rub off when I shake hands with you. Good luck will rub off when I shake hands with you.
Chim-chim-cheree is a song that was born from a wonderful sketch by Don DeGrotti. Don was the first person that we worked with, aside from Walt Disney, on Mary Poppins. And one day, we came in to talk about some ideas for Poppins. And Don had been working ahead and ranging ahead and doing some thinking. And there was a minor character in the second book who was a chimney sweep.
And this was a little drawing we saw. It was only about 8x6. And it was little chimney sweep, all full of dirt, carrying his brooms and his brushes over his shoulder and whistling, walking down the street, and it was sort of foggy.
And it was just so picturesque and touching. And we looked at each other and...
We agreed.
We agreed
immediately. That's a song.
I remember the early version of it. It came about in a funny way, too. We didn't quite know what to do, and chimney is a mouthful. I mean, to get around the word chimney.
So I said to Dick, look, why don't we just start with one chimney, two chimney, three chimney sweep. Maybe that'll give us a feel.
I said, that's the worst title, the worst concept I've ever heard in my life. And I walked around the room a bit, and I kept saying, one chimney, two chimney, dum-da-da-dum, dum-da-da-dum. All of a sudden, the music just sort of sprang into being. Ran back to the piano, and we started playing with one chimney, two chimney, and we played with the word chim-chiminy. And all of a sudden, out came the concept, chim-chiminy, chim-chiminy, chim-chim-cheree. The more we learned about chimney sweeps, the more we realized there's a whole legend, the beautiful English legend of shaking hands with a sweep.
And if they smile at you, they throw you a kiss, it's good luck, and you'll be well if they touch you, and a lot of things.
So we just loved that concept, and then Walt heard one of the early versions of it and said, I think maybe Bert should be a chimney sweep when he's not doing this, and then he became the jack of all trades. When you first see Bert drawing pictures, he says,
Today I'm a
screever, and as you can see, a screever's an artist of highest degree, and it's all me own work.
From me own memory. How about that?
So that, again, is the use of the theme. So it's not just this chimney sweep song, it's Bert's song. We kept developing it, refining it. One of the major breakthroughs was the reharmonization of it. Originally, it was very basic. It had three chords, really, little basic minor chords that were the tonic, the subdominant, and dominant chords. And I'll show you what I mean. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be. It was just a few little chords, and it sounded a little heavy, a little Russian, and kept bothering us. We kept talking about it, and then one day, in matter of discussion, we decided to reharmonize some of it. So it came out, chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be. And so it had a more of a richness, more of a universal, as opposed to a, say, a Slavic.
It wasn't strictly minor.
Yeah, it shifted to the major in a couple of places, and then it became much more of an elusive kind of a tune, and it felt better.
With some sticks and paper and strings, you can have your own set of wings. With your feet on the ground, you're a bird in flight, with your fist holding tight to the string of your kite. As you watch it flying up there, all at once you're lighter than air. You can dance on the breeze over houses and trees with your fist holding tight to the string of your kite. Oh, let's go fly a kite up to the highest height. Let's go fly a kite and send it soaring up through the atmosphere, up where the air is clear. Oh, let's go fly a kite.
We needed a heavy. We had no heavy, because it was little light kiddie stories. And we said, well, maybe not a heavy, but the father should be the guy who's so busy with business that he hasn't got time for the kids. Then in the end, he's the one that helps them. And we went into our own personal lives. Our father was, Dad, was a tremendous kite maker. And he used to take us out on weekends and buy string and buy paper and mucilage. And he'd make these marvelous kites that would fly forever. And we'd send up messages. He was marvelous at it. Kids would gather around and you'd give them kites.
Originally, we had written it differently than the way you heard it. Because we had kind of a very exciting, what we thought was a dynamic umpa shoving rhythm behind it.
It was a show business type of
thing. Yeah, and Walter, that's great. That ends the second act of a Broadway show that does not end my movie. And so we turned around and wrote a very English three-quarter time. And he loved that. And that's what it became.
Until you learn to see beauty hides behind the commonplace, but through the eyes of love you can start seeing beauty face to can be all you want it to be. There's a golden shore, there are silver skies. You'll see your castles rise through the eyes of love. As winter snow only hides the flowers below, every face and everyday place conceals a beauty it reveals to the eyes of love.
There is a story, I tell you. We had this ballad called through the eyes of love. We loved it. And we thought, oh, it's all about...
And other songwriters, years hence, loved it too.
Yeah, they used that title. But we wrote that as a Mary Poppins keynote ballad. And we just... It was a love affair between us and our little brainchild. And when Julie Andrews came out to the studio, she had a long chat with Walt, and she was very lovely with us. She was very excited about it.
She liked all the songs that we had written for her, but...
She didn't like...
The Eyes of Love.
And Walt said, Julie's a little unhappy with it. She wants something a little more snappy and crisp and more...
More Mary Poppins-ish.
And, wow, we said, what are we going to do? And it was very depressing for us because that was our... What we thought our magnum opus. That was the great one. So...
We went around in circles for days and days.
We were trying to think of a slogan. I remember we were trying to think of a simple key phrase like an apple
a day, right? Something like a slogan that would be easy for people to remember. And
Stitch in Time Saves Nine.
Right.
Practice Makes Perfect.
Anyway, nothing worked. And I went home depressed. He went home depressed. And
night after night.
Night after night. And one day, my older boy, Jeff, who was then only about 9 or 8, came home from school. I said, how was school, son? And he said, okay, we had our sock vaccine today. I said, oh, did it hurt? He said, oh, no, they just give you a little lump of sugar and put some medicine in the middle and you just eat it. It's nothing. I said, no kidding. Next day, I said, Dick, what do you think of this? A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
And I said, that is one of the most ridiculous statements I've ever heard in my life. And with that, I took a walk again and... As I was walking about, I said to myself, spoonful of sugar help. What a silly idea. Medicine go down. And every time I said down, I said, Mary Poppins says stay awake when she wants them to go to sleep. So if we say in the music, go down, go up with the music. And I got very excited and came running back into the room. And Bob said, what's the matter with you? I said, I got an idea. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down. Medicine, go down. That's Mary Poppins. And he said, that's Mary Poppins. We both said, yes, that's Mary Poppins.
Early each day to the steps of St. Paul's, the little old bird lady comes. In her own special way to the people she calls, come by my bags full of crumbs. Come feed the little birds, show them you care, and you'll be glad if you do. Their young ones are hungry, their nests are so bare, all it takes is tuppence from you.
The one song in Mary Poppins that became the most near and dear to our hearts was Feed the Birds, Tuppence a Bag. It was one of the first songs we wrote, and it was directly inspired out of a story that Mrs. Travers created.
And it was hardly changed at all.
Yeah, of all the songs we wrote, this was kind of taken in one. And another one of the wonderful people that was preserved on that film, she was... very old at this point, was the bird lady, wonderful character.
Jane Darwell.
Again,
she was Ma Jode in
Grapes of Wrath.
Grapes of Wrath.
Yeah, but Jane Darwell had been retired for 20 years by that time. And we were thinking, well, who would be the right, you know, character actress? And one day in a discussion, Walt said, I know the perfect person, and I think what we should do is really send her a script and treat her as if she's the star she should be treated as. And they sent a script to Jane Darwell at the actor's home. She cried. She was so thrilled. And, of course, they sent cars for her. And it was just wonderful she was on that set. And she didn't have much to do except just be herself and say, feed the birds, tuppence a bag. But it seems to have encapsulated what we were trying to do in Mary Poppins. That is to say that it doesn't take very much to give that extra dimension, to give that extra love. And tuppence signifies little, hardly anything. And feeding the birds means giving to the people that need. And in this particular case, it was the the bank's children, they needed their father and mother's attention, their love. They didn't just have to be provided for, they had to be loved and paid attention to.
Well, Walt loved this sentiment, and he felt it so deeply. And Fridays, after work, he'd usually invite us into his office, and we'd sit around.
We'd talk about things that were going on at the studio.
You know, worldly matters, and then he'd look over to Dick, and he'd say, play it.
Yeah, and I knew what he wanted, and sometimes he wouldn't even say anything. He would just look out the window and get a little misty-eyed, and we'd play it. And it was just wonderful, because sometimes he could say so much just by a look or by a silence, and we knew what he was saying. After Walt passed away, there were many a Friday afternoon that I'd go over to his office while the office was still his and there and play it for him.
Early each day, to the steps of St. Paul's, the little old bird woman comes in her own special way to the people she calls. Come buy my bags full of crumbs. Come feed the little bird, show them and you'll be glad if you do. Their young ones are hungry, their nests are so bare. All it takes is tuppence from you. Feed the birds tuppence a bag. Tuppence, tuppence a bag. Feed the birds, that's what she cries, while overhead her birds fill the skies. All around the cathedral, the saints and apostles look down as she sells her.
Well, I do hope you enjoyed that insight into some of the songs that made it into Mary Poppins and some that didn't. Sherman Brothers, Richard M. Sherman is still very much alive. He was born June the 12th, 1928. His brother Robert died about 11 years ago now in 2012. But you look at some of the films that they worked on: The Parent Trap, Mary Poppins, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Bedknobs and Broomsticks, Sword and the Stone, The Jungle Book, Charlotte's Web, Aristocats, and loads more. They truly were a writing tour de force. I do hope you enjoyed that trip down memory lane, at least for them, for some of the songs concerned with the film Mary Poppins. And we'll have another Tell Me a Story round about the same time next week, right here on Beagle at Night. Very good morning to you. If you just joined us, it is Beagle at Night here on Angel Radio, on FM in Havant, Gosport and Portsmouth, and also various DAB multiplexes throughout the United Kingdom and throughout the world, of course, at angelradio.co.uk. Time now for a little bit of posh, and introducing this week's bit of posh, here is Robert Donat.
Here is a poem by Wilfred Owen, killed in action in 1918. Greater Love. Red lips are not so red as the stained stones kissed by the English dead. Kindness of wooed and wooer seems shame to their love pure. Oh, love, your eyes lose lure when I behold eyes blinded in my stead. Your slender attitude trembles not exquisite like limbs night-skewed, rolling and rolling there where God seems not to care, till the fierce love they bear cramps them in death. Extreme decrepitude. Your voice sings not so soft, though even as wind murmuring through raftered loft, your dear voice is not dear, gentle and evening clear, as theirs whom none now hear. Now earth has stopped their piteous mouths that coughed. Heart, you were never hot, nor large, nor full, like hearts made great with shot. And though your hand be pale, paler are all which trail your cross through flame and hail. Weep, you may weep, for you may touch them not.
The love bells shall ring out, ring out, for
That's your Cretin, the Victor Orchestra with Franklin Barr there singing the bells of St. Mary's. Sorry, you didn't notice the bells, did you? The bells of St. Mary's. That's your Cretin, sung by Franklin Barr. There you go. It's early in the morning, what can I say, and Tuesdays are always a very long day for me. Perhaps I should start having a little zzz in the middle of the day. Sounds like a good idea. And we've got some Doris Day coming up in a couple of minutes' time, but before Doris joins us, here's Eddie Duchin.
Troubadours, hark to the throbbing guitars. Hear how the waves offer thunderous applause after each song to the stars. Moon over Miami, you know we're waiting for a little love, a little kiss on Miami shore.
From Eddie Duchin and his orchestra with Lou Sherwood singing. Nice song as well. And I've never been to Miami, never been to Florida actually. I've been to every state on the east coast of the United States, from Maine all the way down to Georgia, and then for some reason I didn't go into Florida. The only thing that I can think of at the time is that it just appealed to my sense of humor to do all of that trip and then not go into the last state on the East Coast. Seems a little bit crazy now, but hey, I'm sure there was a very good reason for it at the time. You're listening to Beagley at Night. We are, what are we? Oh my goodness, well, you know what? We're only 30 seconds off of where we should be. That's rather scary, isn't it? Let's have a couple of tunes from Doris Day right now, shall we? In our Day at Night sequence. This is quite simple. Doris Day sings at night.
I feel like a feather in the breeze, riding on high, high in the sky. But what am I gay about? What is it makes me beam so? What does my heart hooray about? Why do I feel like I do? heavily. What is it makes it seem so? If you must know the answer, it's you, you, you. I feel like a feather in the breeze, riding on high, high in the sky. Honey and I'm walking on air. Since the moment that you told me that you care, feel like a feather in the breeze, floating through space in your embrace, dancing on clouds way up above. Since the second that you beckoned to my love, I'm happy. So happy when you're near, my troubles just disappear. As soon as you're by my side, I'm satisfied. I feel like a feather in the breeze, having my fun, kissing the sun. And it's because you are the one. So I'm singing like the birdies in the trees, and feeling like a feather, laughing at the weather, feeling like a feather. Time I hear that march from Lohengrin, I am always on the outside looking in. Maybe that is why I see the funny side when I see somebody's brother take a bride. Weddings make a lot of people sad, but if it isn't you, they're not so bad. Another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice. The groom is nervous, he answers twice. It's really killing that he's so willing to make whoopee. Picture nest down where the roses cling. Picture the same sweet love nest. Think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making a whoopee. She makes him strudels and bakes him pies. What is it all for? Just so he'll fall for making. Me, I'm cutting capers. I'm on a spree. See, I'm cutting capers. I'll do that town the way that a clown does. Gonna laugh, gonna sing. I'm gonna have a wonderful fling. So here I go. I'm cutting. Show. Oh, I'm cutting capers. I felt this way the moment you kissed me. I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in
just having a drink of water. I do apologize for that. So sorry, I thought I had a couple more seconds to go there. Day at Night here on Angel Radio. That was called Cuttin' Capers. We started off with I Feel Like a Feather in the Breeze and then Making Whoopee. I don't know why she'd feel like a feather in the breeze, because surely if there was a breeze, the feather would blow away. But that's just me. Or have I got it all wrong? Anyway, more Day at Night around about the same time next week. You can listen to this and I can finish off my water.
Porque al partir temo que tú olvides nuestro amor. Ah, hermosa flor, mi alma cautivaste con la fragancia de tu canto. Mi ilusión, tú eres mi dulce canción. Adiós, me voy linda morena, me voy de aquí a llorar. llevar mi tristeza lejos de ti.
Yeah.
Merci, une belle chanson de Bertule Clark qui s'appelle simplement L'amour viendra. If she can do it, I can do it. Simple as that. Et maintenant, madame et monsieur. To mingle with the Swingles. Thank you. well done to you if you listened to all of that and didn't think of cigars once. That was the Swingles Singers, and that was the Aria Dahlia Suite number 3 from 1963. That's all I know. I hope you enjoyed it anyway. All right, what are we going to do now? How about some Perry Como? Sounds good? Yeah, me too.
At the end of the rainbow, there's happiness. And to find it, how often I've tried. But my life is a race, just a wild goose chase. And my dreams have all been denied. Why have I always been a failure? What can the reason be? I wonder if the world's to blame. I wonder if it could be me. Chasing rainbows, watching clouds drifting by. My schemes are just like all of mine. Ending in the sky. Some fellas look and find the sunshine. I always look and find the rain. Some fellas make a winning sometime. I never even make a game, believe me, I'm always chasing rainbows, waiting to find a little blue.
The great Perry Como, and I'm always chasing rainbows. If you'd like a song in the program, please do just email me, roy@angelradio.uk, and let me know what it is that you would like me to play. And if you email me before Sunday of each week, then you should hear that tune the following Wednesday morning's program. We don't really do dedications and stuff here on the program anymore, but if you would like me to dedicate it to someone, I'm really very happy to do that. But we found that a lot of people just like to send in their music suggestions and go off to sleep, so we're happy to do that as well. So if you'd like a song on the program, roy@angelradio.uk. One of the interesting things for me as a presenter here on Angel Radio is the loyalty of our listeners, which is amazing. Now, don't get me wrong, I think Angel Radio is a wonderful station. There isn't a station like it that's doing what it does, and it does it so well. And what is interesting for me is that on Tuesday mornings, as most of you know, I present the mid-morning show here on Angel Radio, and we take requests on that. And what is always a source of amazement to me is that people who are requesting music on my program are still requesting music well into Tuesday evening on other programs. I mean, they're just listening all day long, which is a testament to just how good this radio station is. And present company excepted, how good the presenters are on the station. So to all of the listeners out there who enjoy the station, thank you from me, and I'm happy to do that on behalf of all the presenters here on Angel Radio as well, because we all know without you we wouldn't get to play all of this wonderful music that we all enjoy. And if you don't choose it, I do, so I'm sort of like happy all the way through. So thank you, and if you have been listening since the 10 o'clock program this morning, well done. Not too much for longer to go, about another 23 minutes, and then we can all go to bed, hopefully. Okay, now, is that me or was that just a little bit weird? That was Semprini and La Comparsa. And I don't know, it just seemed a bit strange to me. Perhaps it was just me. As I say, I've been going at it flat crazy since 5 o'clock this morning, so it's time for me definitely to go to bed. But this one, however, there's no doubt about this song.
Once there was a wicked witch in the lovely land of Oz, and a wickeder, wickeder, wickeder witch there never, never was. She filled the folks in Munchkin Land with terror and with dread, till one fine day from Kansas way a cyclone caught a house that brought the wicked, wicked witch her doom as she was flying on her broom. For the house fell on her head, and the coroner pronounced her dead. And through the town the joyous news was spread. Ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch, oh witch, the wicked witch. Ding dong,
the wicked witch is dead. Wake up, you sleepy head, rub your eyes, get out of bed. Wake up, the wicked witch is dead. She's gone where the goblins go, below, 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 yo-ho. Let's open up and sing and ring the bells out, ding dong, the merry-o. Sing it high, sing it low. Let them know the wicked witch is dead. Ding dong, the merry-o. Sing it high, sing it low. Let them know that wicked witch, that wicked witch is dead. God be with you till we meet again. God be with you till we meet again, till we meet, till we meet, till we meet at Jesus' feet, till we
shall close in death.
There is nothing that that lady cannot sing. It's as simple as that. I couldn't decide which Ella Fitzgerald song to play, so I just played them all. It's as simple as that. Rock of Ages cleft for me. God be with you till we meet again. And we started out with Ding Dong, The Witch is Dead. It's interesting. I go through occasionally when I've got nothing much to do the websites of the greatest singers of all time, female singers, male singers, groups, you know, those lists that they come up with. And what I think is very interesting, I mean, first of all, in my opinion, if Ella Fitzgerald is not in the top five, then there is absolutely no point in reading that list whatsoever. I mean, Adele is very good, Sarah Bareilles is very good, but it is obvious that that list has been constructed within the last couple of years. If Ella is not there in the top five, then just ignore it. And I'm pretty much the same on the gentleman's side with Nat King Cole as well, but that's just me. But she surely did. There's just absolutely nothing that that lady cannot sing. Beautiful, beautiful, the Bella Ella Fitzgerald. All right, I'm going on. I'm wittering on far too much. But since I mentioned him, how about some Nat King Cole?
A blossom fell from off a tree. It settled softly on the lips you turned to me. The gypsies say, and I know why, a falling blossom only touches lips that lie. A blossom fell, and very soon I saw you kissing someone new beneath the moon. I thought you loved me. You said you loved me. We planned together to dream forever. The dream has ended, for true love died the night a blossom fell and touched two lips that lied. A blossom fell, and very soon I saw you kissing someone new beneath the moon. I thought you loved me. You said you loved me. We planned together to dream forever. The dream has ended, for true love died the night a blossom fell and touched two lips that lied.
Angel Radio. Thank you for your donations, which help to keep us on air.
Some like a night at the movies, some like a dance or a show. Some are content with an evening spent at home by the radio. Some like to live for the moment, some like to just reminisce. But whenever I have an evening to spend, just give me one like this. This
is a lovely way to spend an evening. Can't think of anything I'd rather do. This is a lovely way to spend an evening. Can't think of anyone as lovely as you. A casual stroll through a garden, a kiss by a lazy lagoon, catching a breath of moonlight, humming our favorite tune. This is a lovely way to spend an evening. I want to save all my spending with you. Catching a breath of moonlight, humming our favorite tune. This is a spend them with you.
Yeah, he's definitely another one that should be in top time male singers of ever as well. That was Johnny Mathis, of course, and a song called A Lovely Way to Spend an Evening. And before that, we had Nat King Cole with A Blossom Fell. And I think that's just about it for this program, quite frankly. Can't think of anything more to do, anything more to tell you, except to thank you so much for joining me for the last 2 hours. I really do appreciate it, and I never, ever take your company for granted. I thank you very much for joining me here each and every week, and I plan to be back around about the same time next week, and I hope you can join me then as well. Till then, wherever you're listening in the world, have yourselves a good week and a safe week, and may I be the first to wish you a very pleasant good morning.
Oh, river, wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style someday. Old dream maker, you heart breaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way. To drifters off to see the world, there's such a lot of world to see. We're after the same rainbow's end, waiting round the bend, my huckleberry friend. River.
world.